This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The dry autumn of 2024 will likely impact productivity of pastures and range across South Dakota. SDSU Extension Range Specialist Krista Ehlert explains.
Those dry fall conditions are really going to have cascading effects. That reduced fall growth is going to compromise the root reserves. And the root reserves are really critical in our rangeland systems because that is what our grasses use to get growing again in the spring.
If spring rains remain scarce, Ehlert believes grasses may be slow to green up, potentially dampening productivity. She encourages ranchers to use winter months to plan their grazing season to manage for a moisture shortfall. She says start assessing harvested feed and forage inventory to determine the ability to cover winter needs and a potential late herd turnout.
We're anticipating that those grasses are going to be potentially slow to get going, but then also once they do start growing, they might not produce as much forage as we would like.
She encourages reevaluating winter grazing to possibly leave some areas for spring use. Spring grazing options include reducing grazing days in a rotation or cutting down on the stocking rate. She advises firming up a list of animals to sell if the need arises.
It's also going to be important that people get a handle on the water availability in their pastures, particularly if they've been relying on stock dams or ponds.
She says start a conversation now with NRCS or others on possible water development. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on spring grazing after a dry autumn.